Welcome to the Be More Real podcast. I am your host, Sam Altieri, and I am a former architect turned health and lifestyle entrepreneur. I am obsessed with personal development, manifestation, health healing, feminine empowerment, and self-love. My superpower is helping you conquer unwanted food, body, or sabotaging patterns that are holding you back from the life you want. Because I believe that you deserve to be confident in your skin and step into your power in your work, in your relationships, in your life. I use my background in psychology, mind, body, nutrition, and design to help you transform your relationship with food, your body, and most importantly, yourself. I am so excited for you to be your real, authentic self and step into your full potential now that you don't have any of that stuff holding you back. From one badass to another, I love you so much. I'm so grateful you're here. Now let's go dive into the episode.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Queen. Welcome to this week's episode. I'm really excited to be doing a solo episode. We haven't done one of these in a hot minute besides last week with the masterclass, but I've been feeling called to just come on here and talk to you as your BFF, as your partner in crime, as your hype woman, as your coach, to empower you to really take a step back and ask yourself what matters. On today's episode, I'm going to be sharing a little bit about my journey, but also just some things that you can do to prioritize yourself and to put yourself first and to feel good in your body and to fill up your cup. And as one of my clients said the other day on one of our calls, she's like, we got to fill up our cups or else us and everyone else around us is going to be dehydrated and nobody likes a thirsty bitch. And I was like, oh my God, so good, right? Like at the end of the day, if we are in a place, if you're in a place where you are unhappy, if you're sick of your stuff, if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling like you're in a rut, chances are you got to shake things up a little bit and you got to start prioritizing yourself. And I think as women, we can feel like we are basically rewarded when we put other people first, right? Like there's this complex that we have where we actually take pride in doing so much and doing so much for everyone else. And we overgive. It's kind of like the martyr complex of like, look at how much I can do. And like, you don't even know how much I do. And it's this kind of feeling of sacrificing. But then at the end of the day, you feel passive aggressive. You get upset. Maybe it's at your partner. Maybe it's at your colleagues. Maybe it's at friends, because you're always giving. You're always giving. You've kind of lost yourself. And you find self-love maybe challenging. Maybe you feel guilty when you put yourself first. Maybe you feel like when you slow down and just chill for a second that everything's going to fall apart, right? And that is the shadow. That is the shadow that we can fall into. That is a wounded place to be, right? When we can't actually show up for ourselves, when we struggle to ask for help, when we feel like we have to do it all on our own. It's this like superwoman complex. Like we're supposed to be the fucking Mary Poppins of everything, as my coach once said to me. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, and I think if we grow up with mothers who have that story, right? Who are taking on everyone else's problems as if they're our own. If you can only be happy if everyone else is happy, or if other people are sad, you're sad, or you're basically just taking on things that aren't yours to take on, you're going to feel angry. You're going to feel resentment. You're going to feel frustrated because at the end of the day, you're not filling up your cup. You're taking care of everyone else, but you forget to take care of yourself. And I know this place. This is the shadow of the like mothering archetype. I'm going to start talking about archetypes. It's something that's I've been really interested in lately, and I'm reading a lot of cool books on archetypes, and I'm actually doing some work with my own coach on archetypes, but All you need to know is that everything that I just described, that is the shadow of the mother archetype. She basically takes care of everyone else but herself. And if you find yourself in that place, or if you found yourself in that place, I want to empower you to start thinking about how you can be a change maker in your lineage, right? That you can be the example for your future generation, right? I think right now we're really experiencing such a huge collective awakening and healing and spirituality and personal growth in actually understanding who we are, why are we here, what are we doing, right? And focusing on what matters. And the way that we get to prioritize ourselves and come back home to ourselves and feel really at peace and at home and safe in our body is by the act of reparenting ourselves. It's like about remothering ourselves. It's about taking responsibility and putting ourselves first. It's not about sacrifice. It's not about putting ourselves last. It's not about how much we can do. It's about putting ourselves first. And I can say from experience that up until about, you know, the end of 2019, maybe even early 2020, I think my role was always making other people happy. It was caring so much about what other people thought of me. It was taking on problems that weren't mine to take on, whether it was, you know, some clients, like clients had problems and then I absolved them, or whether it was in my relationships, in my friendships, in my family, when family had problems, like I would take that on as my own and I would try to fix it and solve it. But at the end of the day, it wasn't mine to solve. It wasn't mine to fix. And I would get in myself in these cycles of like, oh, I just want to fucking fix this. But at the end of the day, I couldn't fix it because it wasn't mine to fix, right? So I just, if this resonates with you, I hear you, I see you, I get you. And I want to really empower you to take this message and use it as your power, use it as knowledge, use it as a way for you to show up for yourself better, as a way for you to prioritize yourself, as a way for you to set boundaries, as a way for you to shift out of that victim mentality and into the ownership, into the responsibility, right? Instead of thinking like, why does this happen to me? Or, oh my gosh, everything is crazy, or oh, there's so much going on. Instead of that world is happening to me complex, it's actually about taking responsibility for your fucking life, right? It's actually about playing the creator. It's about realizing that if something in your reality is happening that you don't like, you get to change it. Instead of waiting for somebody else to come and make things better for you or save you, or thinking that, you know, you're going to get to feel happy once you're in your dream body, or when you're at your dream weight, or when your body looks a certain way, or maybe when you hit a certain milestone in business or at work, or it's like you're waiting to be discovered, right? It's like you're waiting for someone to come discover you, and then you'll show up for yourself and then you'll be happy. That's not how it works, babe. It's not. And I was in that place for a while, like thinking that my Prince Charming was going to come save me, and not even like literally not even in a relationship, just like this, like, I mean, yes, actually in a relationship, I kind of secretly was hoping the man I met was just going to be a bajillionaire and was going to save me and sweep me off my feet and take me to all these places. And, but at the end of the day, like, that's not what happened. Like, it's not what I actually even want. I am financially independent, and I would never want to not be financially independent. I don't want to have to ever rely on Kurt for money. I don't ever want to have to rely on anyone else except myself for money. Right. And it took me a while to get over that hump of like, fuck, I have to figure this out. I very quickly changed my language from I have to figure this out to I get to figure this out. Because guess what happens when we take ownership? We get to create our dream fucking life. We get to create our dream body, our dream business, our dream financial situation, our dream outcome, right? Like, I'm not on this planet to live a complacent, realistic life. No, fuck that shit. I'm here to live a magical dream life full of freedom and happiness and play and adventure and exploration and financial abundance and never having to fucking worry about anything, because 90% of what we worry about doesn't happen. And even if it does happen, we can handle it. We've survived our entire life up until now. So I want to remind you that your power comes from when you put yourself first, right? From when you trust yourself, from when you know that you're worth it, that you're worth putting yourself first, right? Because at a certain point, we get to a place of frustration and stuck and almost anger and like, fuck this shit. It's like you're fed up with your own bullshit. You're like, I don't want to do this anymore. I know there's more for me. I know there's a next level, right? And if that is you, I hear you. I see you. And the way out of that is not more thinking, right? Or more writing or more whatevering. It's getting out of your head and taking action. It's investing in your next level. It's not about just sitting there and waiting. It's about going out and creating it, right? It's about actually making it happen. It's about investing in yourself. It's about investing in your next level. It's about loving yourself and trusting yourself enough to show up for yourself. And honestly, for me, the thing that helped me get out of that place of like paralysis and stuck was that big first investment I made in myself back in 2020 with my mentor. I was definitely scared. I was like pooping my pants, actually, investing in my first real big mentor for a year. I knew that it was going to require me to up level. And I think I was a little bit scared of stepping into that because I was like, oh, fuck, like, I don't want to fail. I don't want to be judged. I don't want to look stupid. What if I can't make the payments, blah, 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 blah. But then there was also the feeling of like, yeah, but what if I succeed? Right? I have goosebumps as I say that. It's like, what if I succeed? What if I do actually the thing that I've always wanted to do? And I can say now it's been a year and change since I made that first big investment in myself. It was a $30,000 investment, and I certainly did not have $30,000. I knew that I could do a monthly payment plan, and I did that, and I knew that it would get my ass in gear. And it did. And it did. You know why? Because it brought me from making, you know, whatever. I made like $5,000 last January, to now consistent $30,000 to $50,000 months. That's insane, right? And whether you own a business or not, the point is when you invest in yourself, that shit comes back around, right? Even if I didn't have a business and I invested in myself, it would have come back around in giving me confidence to ask for a raise or starting a side hustle or making my side hustle more lucrative, because it would have actually forced me to level up. Right? That's the thing with investing in ourselves and getting into that new level and really prioritizing yourself and knowing that you're worth it. It's not comfortable to make an investment in yourself. It shouldn't be comfortable. It should be like, right? It should scare you a little bit. That's good. That's a good thing. And I talked about this in my email last week, that fear and excitement are the same. They're actually the same chemical release in our body. It's just how our mind chooses to perceive it. Do you hear that? Fear and excitement are the same emotion. It's just how your mind really decides to choose how to perceive it. So anytime I'm scared, anytime I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I'm scared. I'm scared to do this thing. I'm scared to have this conversation. I'm scared to say this to Kurt. I'm scared to, you know, go on social media in my underwear, whatever the fuck it is. I literally am like, nope, I'm excited to do it. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited. I feel the fear, right? I feel that fear. And I ask myself, is this scary because it's new, right? And it's kind of exciting. And it's like, ooh, what's next for me here? It's kind of this like juicy thing that I don't really know what's going to happen. And it definitely has a lot of uncertainty. And it's like, or is it fear that's like, no, this is not the right thing. This does not feel aligned and actually feels like my body is closing off for whatever reason. Trust that. Like, only you know what's best for you, right? But just a reminder, you're never going to be ready to do the thing. Like, you're never going to be ready. Right? It's just like, you're never going to be ready to have a baby. No one's ever fucking ready to give birth, push something out of their vagina, and then raise a child. No one could ever prepare you for that because they can't, right? In the same way that your next level requires trust in yourself, trust in the process, trust in the divine timing, trust in all things working out for you. And I firmly believe that when you have a desire to do the next thing, to step into your next level, to awaken that inner fire, to really listen to it and trust in it and step into that next level, it really requires a deep surrender. It requires a deep level of trust. It requires a, okay, I'm gonna put my seatbelt on, let's fucking go. Because the people that get to the end of their life and live in regret are the ones who didn't take action. People that get to the end of their life, they only regret what they didn't do. They don't regret what they did, right? And I don't want to be that person. I never want to be the person that gets to the end of their life that's like, oh, I really regret not doing that. I literally refuse to say that. I refuse to fucking regret anything. And that is how I live my life. I live my life because I don't want to ever regret anything. So I do a lot of things, right? I make a lot of investments in myself. I spend money on myself. I travel places. I buy fucking bougie foods at Whole Foods. Like, I do things because I want to, and I know that I deserve to, and I know that money is always supporting of me. And I know that it comes back around. And when I put that energy out into the universe, that's like, you know what? I'm demanding that I deserve this. The uni is like, okay, girl, I see you. I fucking see you, and I'll match that plus more. That's how I see it, right? Anytime I spend money on myself, it literally comes back tenfold. It's a mantra I say. And if you're in the place where you're not yet there with money, I'm going to be doing a lot more money mindset work with you in the podcast and even on social, because it is something that used to hold me back from my next level, saying shit like I can't afford it. Fuck that noise. You can afford anything. You can make it happen. You can always make it happen, right? It's just a matter of how badly you want it, right? And some things you don't want that bad, so you don't actually find ways to figure it out. But for things that you do really want, your next level, your next investment, your next growth, maybe it's building a side hustle, maybe it's turning your side hustle into a full-time job, maybe it's leaving your job, maybe it's getting into a relationship, whatever it is, you gotta be ready to step into your next version of you, into that empowered, confident version of you. Don't think that you just sitting there, magically your man's gonna show up or magically your business is gonna show up. Right? You gotta ask. You gotta ask for the thing. You gotta take inspired action, and then you gotta receive. Those are the three steps, right? So first of all, you gotta prioritize yourself. You gotta get clear on actually what you want. This is a good time for you to take some notes, right? If you haven't already. Number one, get clear on what the fuck you want. And I'm talking like big, right? I actually had someone in my DMs earlier today. She said to me, I want to make $15,000 a month. And, you know, that seems really, really exciting and really, really good. But then I'm like, is that enough? And I'm like, if you are second guessing your goal, if it's enough, it is nowhere near enough. Your goals need to fucking scare you, right? My goal is to make six figures in 1 month. I know it'll happen. I don't know when, right? But I know it'll happen. You know, what's cool is that this past week, I've made $23,000, right? That is insane to me. And it's also the new normal, right? And I'm here for it because it's not like I pocket all that money, right? I pay my team. I pay a lot of my vendors and my back end. It's not like I just keep all that money. You know, you spend money to make money. But at the end of the day, I'm like, if I can do that, I can make $100,000 in a month. Fuck yes. Right. One of my mentors, Amanda Francis, she is like a money mindset queen. And I'm taking a course from her right now, all about money mindset and how to think like a person who has a great relationship with money. And it's easy to call in money. And she just made seven figures in a month. And I'm like, what the hell? That's nuts, right? The point is, you got to take care of yourself. You got to get clear on what you want and why you want it, right? I'm really clear for my own personal goals. I'm really clear that I want to be in a fucking rockin' bod, that I feel so confident in being in my bathing suit, running down the beach, showing up, making Instagram content, like just being myself. I just want to like be so confident running around in my bathing suit naked. I'm not fully there yet, but like I tell myself I am. Like soon it's gonna land soon. It's gonna materialize on, you know, on my actual body soon enough. It just takes time. It takes time for the thing that you have in your mind to actually show up in the physical plane, right? On Earth. But I act as if I'm confident as fuck in my bathing suit, right? And that's the thing. I want you to act as if you already have your goal, whether it's feeling so confident in your body, whether it's having, you know, making $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month, whatever it is in your business. I want you to act as if you already have that. If you already had it, what would you be thinking? What would you be doing? What would you be at? Like, how would you be acting? How would you be setting boundaries? Somebody that is successful sets boundaries, says no more, right? Values her time and energy. She shuts her fucking work off at whatever time. She has an evening routine. She has a morning routine. She sits down for meals. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's like, it's not enough to just change your behavior. What you need to do is start thinking and embodying the successful version of you. The successful version of you would not be putting everyone else before herself. She would not be letting other people's emotional state affect hers, right? At least for the long term. And I know that I get into these cycles of sometimes, like, for example, sometimes if like Kurt is having like a meh day, I'll feel meh, but then I'll immediately be like, oh wait, I don't want my energy to leak all over the place. Like, I don't want to let his energy leak into my energy. So I create this kind of like energy boundary. The other thing is like, I don't want to not take care of myself because it feels selfish. No, taking care of myself means that I pour him a full cup. That way no one's thirsty, right? No one likes a thirsty bitch. And a successful person asks for help. She has a team. Maybe that team for you is not actually a team in business. Maybe you're not there yet. Maybe that team for you is having a coach, having a mentor, having a therapist, having a partner, having a friend, right? It's like getting the qualified help that you need. And that's why I always have coaches in so many things that I do. It is about feeling supported, feeling safe, feeling empowered, feeling worthy, loving yourself so much that you know that you're worth investing in, right? You know that you're worth having somebody to hold your hand and help you get through the hard shit. Because at the end of the day, you do have all of the knowledge and tools and power inside of you. It's just really challenging, right? And really scary to do that alone. I would not be anywhere near where I am without my mentors. I have a list actually in my phone, in the notes section of my phone, of every single mentor that's been a part of my life that's helped me. And the list is getting longer and longer each year. And it's so beautiful. Like, I have so many goosebumps right now. It's just like, we aren't meant to do this alone, right? We're not supposed to do it alone. Imagine raising a kid all by yourself with no help at all. Doesn't that sound awful? There's women that do it, but I know from experience and from knowing women that it is not okay. It is not okay. You've heard that phrase, it takes a village to raise a kid. It's probably much more nuanced than what I just said, but you get the point. We are not supposed to do it alone. We are supposed to do it with someone that makes us feel safe, with somebody that's grounded, with somebody that's where we want to be, with somebody who's thinking the way that we want to think, with somebody who's embodying the things that we strive for. That is how I choose my mentors, right? I'm currently working with my mentor, Mel, and she is everything that I want to quote unquote be. Right? Not that I'm like, I don't like who I am. I want to be like her. No, just like she has a deeper level of embodiment and just this way of being. And I love it. I'm magnetized to it. So I want to ask you, who is that for you? Whose podcast do you listen to? Whose Instagram page do you follow? Right? Who do you vibe with? That is your person. That is your person. Who makes you feel so seen and heard and understood? Who makes you feel like you're talking to your best friend? who is that person for you? That's the next person for you. That is your next guide. I firmly believe that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Who's appearing in your life? Right? Is it me? Is it me in your ears right now? If it is, beautiful. Send me a DM. Is it somebody else? Beautiful. Send them a DM. But like, you will not be able to get the support that you really desire unless you speak up and use your voice. Use your voice. That's what it's there for. Open up your throat. Stand up straight. Put your neck back. I know your neck is probably all type sorts of fucked up like mine is from being on your phone all day. Stretch your neck. Can you feel? Can you see? All right, I'm going to talk. I'm going to put my neck down. Okay, this is me talking with my head down. This is me talking with my head up. Do you feel how much more powerful I am when I stand with my chest broad? Right? I'm speaking down because I'm like speaking into my mic, but can you feel the difference? How powerful I am versus speaking into my mic? It's almost like all the voice goes up into my like chest, but when my mouth is open and my chest is wide, it's like I'm speaking into the depths. I wish you could see me right now. The point is, you have a voice, use it. You have desires, follow them. They are not random. They are meant for you. Those pings that you have when your head hits the pillow at night, when you first wake up in the morning, when you have dreams, right? That is when you're in this theta state. It's like this dream, like wonderful, juicy state. Trust that. Trust that state. Tap in, close your eyes. Like, get so big in your goals and your dreams. What is it that you really want? Are you in a job you actually don't even like, but you haven't actually had a moment to zoom out and think about it? Are you in a body that actually doesn't feel like yours, but you've been maybe avoiding or numbing or distracting yourself from really going there, right? Like, it's time to wake up. It is time. It's beyond time. I am ready for you to wake up. You are ready for you. I know you are. That's why you listen to this podcast, because it's part of the awakening. It's part of the, oh my God, I've been living on autopilot. I've been living unconsciously. I've been living for everyone else. I've been trying to make everyone else happy. I've been doing it for everyone else. And I'm here to tell you to fuck that shit. That is not why you're on this earth. Because if we all just took personal responsibility and showed up for ourselves and were managing ourselves and we're doing the best that we could, guess what? Our fucking planet would be elevated to the motherfucking extreme. We wouldn't have so many of the issues that we have in politics and society and messaging, even with COVID. Like, there's so many things that are happening because we aren't taking personal responsibility. And if you take one thing away from this episode, it's personal fucking responsibility. Show up for yourself. Use your voice. Understand how powerful you are, right? Don't play the game of, oh, I'm just this little, no, you're not just this little blah, blah, blah. No, you have a voice. You can create so much change. That is what I am determined to do on this podcast, on this planet, on this life. I may be small, but I'm fucking mighty, right? I might be 5'1", but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how small I am. It doesn't matter if I came from this small little town with a bunch of trees and not that many humans. It doesn't matter. It does not matter at all. What matters is that I have a burning desire inside of me to change the fucking planet and show up and be a leader and use my gifts and speak up and, you know, ask for what I want and fight for what I believe in. And that all exists within you too, right? This is your chance to show up for yourself, to grab life by the horns, right? To create your own happiness, to set boundaries, to validate yourself, to love yourself, instead of looking for that outside of you, right? Really to make the decisions for your life instead of allowing everyone else to do that for you. I can tell you right now that I've never felt more alive. I've never felt more like in alignment and at peace. And it's really It's so funny. Like when I say this, it's just hilarious, but it's like, it's actually from doing less. It's from doing less and being with myself more. I'm going to do a whole other episode on this because I could talk about this for like an hour, but it's about getting to know myself, all the parts of myself. It's what I'm going to be taking the Unstoppable University women through. It's what I am so excited to do that work with these women, because it's so powerful. When we start to accept all the parts of ourselves and we start to love ourselves and when we start to blast through our insecurities and our self-doubt and all the things, it is so fucking magical what happens, because you actually just show up and do the fucking work you're meant to do. You show up in a relationship. You actually go through your day and it feels almost orgasmic. Like, oh God, I just want to give you that gift. I want to give you that juicy, goosebumpy aliveness. It's available for you. It so is. And if you didn't get a chance to get into Unstoppable University for this round, I'm sure you've been hearing me talk about it so much because I'm so obsessed with it, because it's literally the change makers program. It is the empowered, unstoppable, badass woman's blueprint to get to where she wants to be, to believe in herself, to feel just so fucking powerful and confident in her body. If you weren't able to get in and you have mad FOMO, send me a DM. You can. And maybe I'll sneak you in, depending on where we're at with capacity. Right now I'm recording this on Wednesday and doors close on Sunday, but today is Monday and we had 15 spots available. Right now we have 9 full. And if we don't have all 15 spots full and you want to sneak in and you want to feel this energy for yourself on a day-to-day basis, then hit me up in DMs. And if you're feeling like I want to hear more and maybe next round's for me, then I'm going to be putting out a wait list for the next round. We're going to have this is my forever program. I'm going to be talking about it so much because it's the fucking tits. But like, it's so magical when we do this work, when we see our worthiness, when we love ourselves, when we feel confident in our body, when we heal from the root, when we rise, when we empower, when we create, when we manifest. It's so magical. Like, I just want you to feel the magic through this episode right now, right? Close your eyes and just, yes. So yeah, that is what I'm here to tell you today. That is what I'm here to share, that you are the number one responsibility in your life. You get to put yourself first. You are worth it. You're worth it. You are so beyond worth it. You are so deserving of this. You are so deserving of feeling confident and empowered and inspired and consistent. And you deserve to show up for yourself. It's just that simple, right? Because you love yourself so much. Give yourself the love that you crave from others, right? Keep practicing that self-love. Keep practicing the positive self-talk. It is a practice. It is a practice. It is a skill, and you get better and better and better at it. And every time you look in the mirror and you say something that you wouldn't say to your own daughter, change it. Change it. Reparent yourself. Remother yourself. Love yourself into change. Right? Love yourself into the next level of you. I'm so here for that type of relationship because, well, I think for me, the biggest transformation happened in my life when I just started loving myself. And I'm sure you can see it. I'm sure you can feel it. I'm sure you can hear it in my content, in my messaging, and in this podcast episode, and the energy I'm transferring to you. It's coming from a place of love. It's coming from a place of abundance and health and happiness and freedom. And it's just like too amazing to not share. And that's really what it is. I love you so much. I believe in you. I believe in you more than you believe in you, and borrow my belief in you. I'm excited to see what you do in this upcoming week. And like I said, if Unstoppable You has been calling for you, if this podcast has been resonating with you, send me a DM, screenshot the podcast, let me know. I'm so grateful for you that you've spent however many minutes just with me. I love you. and just know that you have so much power and magic and confidence just inside of you waiting to be tapped into. I will catch you on next week's episode, and I'll see you then.